Thank you, Chair. Several issues, I think, have to do with Target B. The first one is just, again, which is to reiterate the point that was already made. Yes, we can certainly transpose the language agreed from Target A into Target B. And on this one, I would just like to remind people that actually in paragraph 15 of the Sendai framework, we actually already have most of the language we need here in terms of it's a framework that covers small scale, large scale, slow onset and sudden disasters related to natural and man-made hazards. So I don't think we need to revisit that one again. In terms of target B1, I think this is a case of that's the best definition we could come up with until someone comes up with a better one. So I think it's really, we would look forward to seeing suggestions for improving. I mean, I think it still reads as a clumsy definition on B1, but it's the best one we could come up with at that particular time. So if it can be improved, so much the better. On the issue of B4 and B5, on the issue of separation or no separation of a damaged and destroyed housing, several points here. First of all, we would just like to reiterate that in the vast majority of the disaster loss databases, which the Secretariat is aware of, they are actually kept separate. And that would actually include, I'm going to be a bit naughty here, this would actually include the disaster loss database maintained by the Ministry of Ambiente y Recursos Naturales del Salvador. It's separate in your disaster loss database at present. And I think there's an important reason for that. Well, several important reasons. One is a reason raised by Colombia in that the policy implications are different. But we also will have, when we come on to look at actually target C, if we combine them, this will actually have knock-on implications. Because under target C, we're actually valuing assets in terms of direct economic losses. And there's actually quite a clear difference between the valuation of a damaged and destroyed house. So that's actually, if we combine them here, we would actually be generating ourselves problems which we will have to resolve when we come on to look at target C. And I think the definition, which is in the working definitions between damaged housing, it says here houses with minor damage, not structural, architectural, which may continue to be habitable, although they may require some repair, and destroyed housing, which is houses leveled, buried, collapsed, washed away, or damaged to the extent that they're no longer habitable, personally I find quite clear. So the cutoff point is the house habitable or not habitable after the disaster. So there would just be some comments from our side on the point of, as I said, B1 and on B4 and B5. Thank you.